Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans. Thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason. Scott Zolak is hanging out with me. We're in Dallas after a Patriots win. But it was a slow win. Didn't necessarily start off on the right foot offensively, defensively. Everybody was on their game. However, the offensive line started out really shaky. 5 sacks on Brady. What was missing?
Well, I think it's a different front than what they were anticipating. I heard Coach talk after the game. They gave him a different dime look up front. With Rolando McClain being in the middle, playing the Mike position, Greg Hardy coming off the edge. It gives them a little more oomph up front. Took time to adjust to it. Eventually, they attempted to do that throughout the course of that first half. Finally figured it out late in the first half. Got the ball to Deion Lewis, I think, quickly out of Tom Brady's hands. Then you incorporated the screen game. We brought Big Michael Williams in late. Kind of gave a little help over there on that left side. Greg Hardy, for we all know what he is off the field, he's a pretty good player on the field when he's ramped up. So, I mean, we adjusted well offensively once the game got into it.
Right. Greg Hardy, Rolando McClain were guys that haven't been in the game until today. How much of a factor do you think it was that film on them wasn't really relevant?
Well, I mean, we knew McClain was going to be in the middle. He was going to play the mic, and Hardy's an edge guy, so he'll be either left or right. But I think it was the secondary look with McClain as the mic, as Bill talked about. And you just wonder if that could be a stand for some teams. Now, you're 4-0. You get a win coming off the bye, and wins aren't always the easiest thing off byes. Takes a while to get you cranked up.
Second half, a different game for the offense. Nate Solder, who did go out with an elbow injury, he said there will be more details on that as the week progresses, but he said they made significant adjustments at halftime.
Yep.
Deion Lewis was one of those guys that was able to take advantage of the offensive line doing what they're supposed to do. LeGarrette Blount in the locker room said it looked like a video game. They call him Deion.
Yeah, I mean, he's quick in space. I mean, we've seen really good third down backs here throughout the course of this organization. And this guy's kind of in a different stratosphere in tight spaces. They're all different for what they bring to the game, but it's nice to find this guy because there are other teams that cut him and thought he wasn't worthy of being on a roster. We'll take him.
And he just signed a new 2-year contract. So.
Give another two.
All right, Scott, any other final thoughts before we head to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I mean, keep an eye on Hightower. I thought Jamie Collins really stepped up, took over that game, you know, once he went down. But it's nice to have Collins slide and have the ability to move around.
All right, thanks, Scott. Right. For now, we're signing off in Dallas, and we'll see you next week in Indianapolis.
See you in Indy.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.